Hikers on the Juan de Fuca Trail made 13 calls to search and rescue last year, making it the third busiest trail in the province. The Cape Scott Trail took the 10th spot on the BC Search and Rescue Association's list, with 5 calls. With warm summer weather coming early this year, the association is highlighting the need to be prepared as hikers hit the trails. The top 3 reasons for initiating a call last year were because hikers were lost with no map or navigation device, poor footwear or footing leading to a slip, and being unaware of a trail's difficulty, said Sandra Riches, executive director of BC Adventure Smart, a program aimed at reducing the number and severity of search and rescue calls. Of 504 hiking-related calls last year, 271 could have been prevented by wearing appropriate hiking boots, learning how to read a map and researching a trail to be mindful of its difficulty, she said. A video created by the BC Search and Rescue Association calls the Juan de Fuca Trail an advanced 47-kilometer trail that takes about 3 to 5 days and is most popular in May to October when the weather and trail conditions are best. Hikers will almost certainly encounter fog, rain and mud year-round, but the trail is hit with particularly severe weather during winter and shoulder seasons, the video says. It stresses the need for dry bags to keep clothes and sleeping bags dry in wet weather. For years, the trail didn't have cell phone coverage, but the installation of 7 new cell towers this spring between Souk and Port Renfrew brought a signal to the trail, making calls for help easier. BC Adventure Smart is hosting a series of summer safety webinars running until August 3rd. Topics include risk mitigation in outdoor adventures presented by an emergency physician, canine safety and first aid in the backcountry, and preparation for outdoor adventures. Paul Berry, search manager at Comox Valley Search and Rescue, said crews have been busier as the weather warms. While the high temperatures are melting the snowpack, snowshoes are still required for travel in the alpine, as the snowpack remains substantial, he said. At midday and later in the day, travel through the soft snow is very difficult, Barry said. Lower elevations are relatively snow-free for hiking, he said. Normally, as it warms, the snowpack stabilizes and avalanche risk decreases, but hikers still need to be cautious about traveling in areas that could be avalanche terrain, Barry said. You can learn more about how to get outdoors safely at adventuresmart.ca. Regan-Elliott at timescolonist.com. ![] To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.